This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Audible have thousands of audiobooks for kids and parents to download, from Michael Moore Pogo's Warhorse to Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials. So we've teamed up with Audible to give you a free audiobook when you sign up for a 1 month free trial of the Audible service. Find out more at funkidslive.com/free.
Marina Ventura Inside Biology with the Society of Biology. Hold on tight.
Hi again. Hope you're hungry, because we're getting inside digestion today. Digestion is how we, in fact, all animals, get vital energy from the food we eat. It's a process that starts with your mouth and ends, well, when you go to the toilet. Let's get closer to the action to see how it's done. First stop, the mouth. I'm not sure it's a very good idea to be inside a mouth. Teeth are taking apart the food, and I think this mouth belongs to a meat eater, as there are lots of sharp, pointed teeth, just right for tearing flesh. If it was a herbivore, it would have smoother teeth for grinding up grains and grasses. Sloshy saliva is helping move it all down the esophagus into the stomach. In fact, let's get into the stomach before we get torn to bits. Phew! In here, the chemicals take over. The food that's been eaten is stored and slowly broken down with gastric juices, which are powerful enough to kill off some of the nasty bacteria that might have sneaked in too. From here, it's into the small intestine. Hold on. Ouch! It's certainly small in here. Even though this squidgy pipe is as long as a bus, there's not much room in here. Soft and bumpy villi are all about me. They absorb all the nutrients from the food as it moves along, and the process is helped along by some very clever organs. Map app, I'm getting a bit squashed. Can you take over?
Of course.
The electronic essential for every explorer.
The pancreas, gallbladder and liver are very important parts of the digestive system. They send chemicals and liquids to the intestines that help break up certain types of food. One of the liquids is called bile, and it's pretty yucky looking. It's normally yellowy-green and bitter-tasting, but it does a brilliant job of breaking down fatty food particles.
And breaking up all those food particles creates lots of horrible smells in the intestines. It's really smelly in here now. Phew! Chemicals like methane and ammonia are released from the process. But there's a very clever way of getting rid of them. Yup, that's right. Well, there's a bit more room now as food goes along the colon, which is part of the large intestine. It's the very last chance for any nutrients to be absorbed, and this is where most of the water is slurped away too. Different animals absorb different amounts of water, which affects what their poos are like. That's why cowpats are runny and rabbit droppings are hard. As it nears the end of its journey, the waste gets squidgier and thicker, and the body's ready to get rid of it. And that's what happens when one goes to the toilet. And don't forget to wash your hands. We'll see you soon. In the meantime, find out more at funkidslive.com/biology.
Marina Ventura Inside Biology with the Society of Biology. Hold on tight.
Audible have thousands of audiobooks for kids and parents to download, from Michael Moore Pogo's Warhorse to Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials. So we've teamed up with Audible to give you a free audiobook when you sign up for a 1 month free trial of the Audible service. Find out more at funkidslive.com/free.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.